This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes. Five Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, a national and international radio broadcast, and brought to you by your friends in this community. I want to express my personal gratitude to the congregation of God's people in this community who are sponsoring this broadcast for putting on the air that you might hear it. I want to urge you to visit the Church of Christ in your community, and especially the congregation which is sponsoring this broadcast. For the past several days, with a view to helping us to make our lives better what they ought to be, I've been studying with you the lesson that Jesus is the friend that we all need. Now, we all want friends, we all need friends, but many times those that we regard as friends forsake us, they're treacherous to us, they betray us. They forsake their loyalty and become betrayers of us. And sometimes even those who are our dearest friends, apparently, are the means of our being hurt the worst. But such will never be with Jesus. He is a true friend. Already in this series of lessons on Jesus as the friend we need, we have noted that Jesus knows what the problems of each and every one of us is. He understands them. He also has the power to help us solve them. And He also wants to help us solve them. And now we're studying the point that He will help us to solve them. And especially now we're talking about the matter of salvation, if we will meet the conditions which are set out in His sacred word. Jesus said that we will be saved if we are obedient. It is the obedient person. Christ offers to be the Savior of everybody. John chapter 3, verse 16. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. But He is the Savior, actually, only of those that obey Him. He is the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey Him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. He wants to be your Savior, but He will not be your Savior unless you obey Him. John chapter 15 and verse 14, you are my friends if you keep the things which I have commanded you. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father." And so we must respond properly to the will of God. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, we find these very searching words. "For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. And let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears unto their supplication. But the face of the Lord is upon them that do evil." You see, by what we say and by what we do, we make clear whether or not we are responding to God in the proper way. No one can have a filthy mouth, as we say, speaking vulgar and lewd and blasphemous things, taking the name of God in vain, saying that which is ugly and vulgar and lewd, and still be pleasing to God. Nor can one be pleasing to God if he turns away from good to evil. Rather, one must turn away from evil and do good. For, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears unto their supplication. God will not hear the prayer of a rebellious man, but He will hear the prayer of a child of God who is penitent and who is submissive to His will. But the face of the Lord, the Bible tells us, is upon them that do evil. That is, the face of God is against those who are not obedient, but who are rebellious. But our time is gone for today. I do want you to know that I'm so glad that you've been in our audience. I want you to study your Bible for yourself. I plead with you to do that. I pray to that end. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes. Until we meet again at our next broadcast, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.